Mike, you know, from a Chicago Bears perspective, we have to remember that they will be drafting 30th. Soldier's going to be gone. I suspect Karimi probably gone. Don't know about Costanzo. And offensive line, not the only tremendous need for the Bears. They've got to fix it, but they've also got to find some secondary people, some cornerbacks. They've got to find some wide receivers. They've got to find some defensive tackles. So let's talk a little bit about those wide receivers first. And as you point out, Green and Jones, they're going to be long gone unless the Bears make a dramatic trade. What's the next echelon of wide receivers look like down there?
Again, I think if when you look at the North, Titus Young of Boise State, I think, has had a real nice week. He's a guy that I think has helped himself, is really explosive, has really, I think, kind of stepped up and had a good week. You know, Vincent Brown from San Diego State, I don't know if he's a first-round guy per se, but run after catchability, very good hands. You know, he's a guy that has flashed this week. On the South, you know, there's a couple of guys that have stood out. Ronald Johnson from USC, I think he's had a nice week. Again, you know, real smooth, a very good run-after-catch guy. Leonard Hankerson from Miami, kind of a big physical receiver. I think he plays fast, and he's a guy that has really stood out, a big target. You know, you just continue. You look for flashes down here, Hub, and he's a guy that really has flashed. I think he has, you know, he looks to me like a pro guy, a guy that's gonna that can make it to the next level. He's got good size, 6'1 and 5/8 inches, you know, a nice target. So those are a few of the guys that have stood out among the senior receivers down here.